What's up, guys? TheGravel101.com. So, today, we're going to talk about the delusion of over the road. Right. Anyway, this podcast is brought to you by TruckDriver101.com. You can go to my book, which is at TruckDriverBook.com. TruckDriverBook.com is an audiobook for all you new drivers out there. Appreciate it. We sell quite a bit, and I appreciate you guys buying. Okay, let's get down to business here. So when I talk about the delusion of over the road, it's really about all this idea that you're going, oh man, you got the option, you're going to get paid by the mile, and you're going to go drive yourself to death. Don't you want to drive 6,000 miles a week? And the thing is, no, you don't, right? You want to drive less and make more. Right, but I've always told you guys that it's really not so much even about more, because one part I really want to talk about, focus on, is the money. What do you need? Right, that's the key thing. Even if you go local, let's say you go local and you get a good job, but it requires you to work all the time, is that achieving your goals? If your goal was to spend time with your family, it's not. If your goal was to be home, it's not. You need to figure out what actually benefits your life. That's the key thing. What benefits your life, right? You got to remember, 90% of people, their life is not benefited when they make a lot of money. And a lot of people look at me and go, oh, Ken, you crazy, man. If I'm making, you know, $1,900 a week, man, that's all about the grip, man. It's like, let me tell you a little story. When I was working at Warner, right, literally, I wanted to leave, but I didn't know where to go, and I was all confused, and I put all this pressure on myself and all this crap. But once I sat down and thought about it, okay, I started to think about, what did I need? And that's the key thing. What do you need? Because needing something is way more important and more realistic. You need to think about, what do you need? Let me repeat that. What do you need? That's the key thing. Not what you want, what do you need? So when I was working at Warner, I wasn't making that much money. I was making $400 to $500 a week. Okay? But the $400 to $500 a week I was making after taxes paid my bills. Because when I was making good money, I used that money to pay off bills. When those bills were gone, I had no car note, no means, nothing. I had no expenses. So therefore, the money I was making paid for every single thing I needed. You know what I'm saying? So when you get to the point where you understand the difference between what you need and what you want, then you understand what you need to work for. And that is not an arbitrary number. That's not about like, oh, I need to make $1,000 a week without a reason. Right? You need a reason to make that money. Because the reason is going to give you the motivation to do it. It's going to give you the sense of peace when you make it, right? Because that's one of the biggest problems, getting that sense of peace. And the other part is, it's going to take the stress out of it, right? Because you'll find if you focus on what you need versus what you want, right, then all of a sudden, a lot of stress goes away. You know, if you drive that $5,000 car over the $13,000 car, all of a sudden, a lot of stress goes away. Because you got a lot more peace in your life, okay? And that's, for me, that was great. You know, now, I'm not telling you make that $400 a week. You want to make that $600 or $700 or $800 a week. There's nothing wrong with that, but make it because you need it. Don't work hard because you want to, so you can get a big screen TV. That's not worth it. Don't do it because you want a stupid car. And then wonder what happens, you know, 6 months down the road, but you don't want to work. And then the delusion of over the road, when you get into over the road, it's so easy to get comfortable because you work those 6,000 miles to make, you know, $1,000 a week. You think, oh, that's great. But no, it's not. I mean, you could literally, after a year or 2 years, you could be working locally and making nearly the same, more, believe it or not, in some cases, or nearly the same amount that you need to pay your bills and be home every night. Yeah, I know, because I am. So, and the thing we get caught up in is, like, when you get into this industry, so many people don't do two things. You don't study your area, you learn about all the opportunities around you. You also we all get tunnel vision because we think of trucking and over the road as synonymous. We don't realize that there's all different types of trucking. It's not just about over the road, them 6,000 miles. The other part is that, you know, like, let's say if you work in Michigan, you do all what I do, automotive part hauling. You're going to be off every holiday. This is the week of, this last week was the week of Easter. I literally am off. I was off for Easter. I was off for Good Friday. I was off all that week, and I'm going to be off all the way until Monday. That's the bomb, right? And I'm off for this holiday. I go back to work, and when the next holiday comes, most likely it'll be another week off. That's the bomb. That's great, you know. That's what I want, and still make some really good checks all week and be able to make all my bills all week, right? All month, I mean. And that's what you want. That's, I'm telling you, and again, that's the difference between focus on your needs, okay, what do you need, versus what you want. That's the key. We all want something, right? We all want a lot of stuff, but do you need it? Because if you focus on the needs, it takes stress out of your life. And you can just sit there and still want. You know, I want a Bugatti. You know, I want a Bugatti. But honestly, I don't need one. Right? It's nice to look at, right? But I don't need the bills, the insurance. It just isn't motivating. It's not motivating to me. Right? I prefer to have my holidays off. I prefer to have me a nice week where I can just sit at the house and chill out. You know, I prefer to have that. You know, I sacrifice, I work hard during the week, and now I get to chill out. And that's dope, you know. So, and that's what I try to tell you guys. Is what, when you focus on your needs, you're going to find that your what you need to make a week and month is so much less, you know. And if you focus on your needs, over the road stops being this tunnel vision of thinking that this is all trucking. Like, don't stick with that mentality. It's not all trucking, right? Fuel hauling, part hauling like I'm doing, auto part hauling. There's a couple other industries. LTL, you can look up. There's a lot of LTL companies out there. I mean, FedEx, and, you know, all those companies pay good. Those companies, they throw some money out there. You know, you don't have to do over the road. You really don't. And you can still make that $600, $700, $800 a week. You want to make that $1,000 a week and work really hard? I'm not saying don't do that. I'm just saying it's going to be a lot less stress if you have a reason for it, okay? If you don't have a reason for it, it's just going to be pure stress, and you ain't going to be happy, all right? I've been there, all right? I've been there. So that's up to you, man. You gotta really, I find that so many guys get caught up in the idea that I got to be over the road. You don't. You don't have to be over the road. So enough on that. Now the next thing I want to talk about is a while ago in the news, a lot of you guys might have saw that, in the news, they're going to give 18-year-olds the ability to drive a truck, right? Holy shit, that's going to be great for the industry, isn't it? We need more, less experienced drivers. That's what we need. We need 18-year-olds in the industry. That is the dumbest thing. I have no idea. All these years of telling us, it's all about safety. It's all about safety, boy. You don't understand. The trucking industry is just full of people who are unsafe and just drinking and smoking drugs and buying underage prostitutes. They're just horrible people. They're just evil motherfuckers. That's what they do. And then turn around and go, and we're going to put 18-year-olds on the highway. It's like, really? That's safe, huh? And the thing is, I'm curious. Is it just talk? Because there's no way. I see an insurance company saying, yeah, we're going to have a guy who's been driving for about 2 or 3 years. Yeah, that guy should be driving a semi-truck. Like, are you crazy? Are you insane? Hey, you know, it's nowadays, most young people don't even get their license at 16, right? They usually don't even get their license until sometimes they're 18. So now you got somebody who won't even have 3 or 4 years experience, or 3 years experience. I mean, this ain't back in the day when people learned on a farm, and, you know, you was on granddaddy's farm, and you drove around in a tractor, boy, and you learned how to drive. Like, no, this is 2015, right? You know, these are people who spend more time with a computer than they do real life, and you're about to put them behind the wheel of a semi-truck. That's genius. That's just smart. I guess that's how we're gonna beat back the shortage. It's such bull. Because most of the problem is the regulations. The regulations that they keep making. But of course, they're never going to stop making regulations. Which keeps the bull a-running. Anyway, guys, that's all I wanted to talk about today. Figured I'd just talk about a little bit. Coming back into trucking. Talk to you guys tomorrow.